Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Or taking notes today, I've titled today's message, The Perils of Discouragement. The Perils of Discouragement. When discouragement tries to come, and let me tell you, I can say without a doubt, because I've been there, discouragement is a spirit. We think it's, oh, I just feel this way today, or oh, the situation is so bizarre, or it's been such a long time since I've seen a change, or whatever it may be that you're facing today. And we just think, well, this is just how we happen to feel. But I'm going to show you in the Word today and through the Scriptures that discouragement is a spirit, and it's an evil spirit. And if discouragement can take root in our hearts, it will take us right out of the will of God. Somebody say amen. All right, let's look at the Word this morning. I want you to open your Bible to Joshua 1 and verse 1 through verse 9. While you're turning there, I want to give you a scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 90:15 in the Living Bible, God, make our future as happy as our past has been sad. God wastes nothing. For every day, every moment, every second, every hour that you have battled, every time you have shed a tear, every time you have stood strong when everything looked like it was black and dark, for every time, God has a blessing. Amen. And I just want to encourage you this morning that if you've been walking through things, it doesn't matter if it's been for a month, a week, a day, a year, 5, 10 years, 15 years, I have things I'm believing God for that I have not seen yet manifested, but I'm walking and standing and believing and speaking and saying and refusing to allow discouragement. Did you hear what I said? Refusing to allow discouragement to keep me from believing that as sad as I've been and as much evil has come against me, that's how much I'm going to walk in blessing. And if you're walking through things, as bad as it may be, as bad as it looks, as great as the challenge is, rejoice, because that's how great the blessing and the anointing and the prosperity and the breakthrough shall be. Say how. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joshua 1:9. Let's read that together. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible this morning. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant is dead. So now arise and take his place. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I'm giving to them, the Israelites. Every place, say every place, upon which the sole of your feet shall tread, God was saying that to Joshua. And God is saying that to us this morning. Every place upon which the sole of your feet shall tread, that have I given to you as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river Euphrates, all the land, the Hittites, the Canaanites, and to the great Mediterranean Sea on the west shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and confident and of good courage. Circle courage there in your Bible. And right above it, I will not be discouraged, but I will take courage. Hallelujah. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you be strong, circle strong there in your Bible, and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Say, wherever I go, I will prosper. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Don't forget, God is talking and saying this. and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Say, good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and vigorous and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Remember, trouble is designed not to take you out, but to take you in. Say amen. And Joshua here went through some things to get to this point. Moses had died. He loved Moses, and he was grieving over the death of Moses. Not only was he grieving over the death of Moses, he knew he was now the man, and he had all these Israelites to deal with. And not only that, he had to take them into the promised land. So Joshua was dealing with grief and anguish and disappointment and pain. Can you identify with any of those things? Grief, anguish, disappointment, pain. I want to read something to you that I came across when I was studying this. God issued an arousing call to Joshua. The people's hearts were gripped with a dense sense of grief and anguish, broken over the passing of the man who had led them so long. What are you broken over this morning? What things have transpired in your life that have caused you to feel discouraged, disappointed? You see us come in here all spruced up? I mean it in a spiritual context. Every single one of us looks the same when we're naked. And we are stripped naked sometimes. Yes, by the Lord. Because the Bible says we are not above our master, and everything he endured, we shall also endure. He was stripped naked and beaten and brutalized. I don't think at every moment in Jesus' walk here, because we know he was deity and humanity, that he knew for sure everything was going to be all right. His divine side knew, and his human side wondered. And every one of us has a divine side because we've been given the nature of Christ and the incorruptible seed, but our human side wonders. Through the guidance of God, Moses had founded and established a nation of Israel. Moses had freed the Israelites from Egyptian slavery and given them the law at Mount Sinai, and he led them through the wilderness wanderings. Do you feel like you're wandering in a wilderness maybe this morning? I don't know if anybody feels that way. I believe some do. That's why you feel discouraged. That's why you came this morning. That's why the Spirit of the Lord even put it on my heart to call some people to come this morning. Because I am the mother of this church, and in my womb, I feel things for this church and for those that are going through things. Say amen. Amen. Despite all the trials suffered by both Moses and the people respected and revered and loved this dear man who was the father of them as a people. When he died, the people were bound to be deeply affected, gripped with an intense, perhaps almost unbearable sense of grief. It seems that Joshua himself had fallen into a spirit of discouragement over the death of Moses, that he was lingering in grief well beyond what he should. And for this reason, God forcibly said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise and fill the gap. Take up the mantle, prepare the people to cross the Jordan River into the promised land." And so the Spirit of the Lord says to you this morning, arise out of discouragement, arise out of the situation you are in mentally, pick up the mantle of the anointing and move. Say amen. Amen. Turn your Bible over to Isaiah 60. Moses had a whole lot of people following him. So did Joshua. And we think, well, who am I? I'm only a little this or a little that. No, we are all connected. We are all part of the body of Christ. And when we step out of the will of God and get discouraged and allow discouragement to come, then we affect a whole lot of other people, our family and our church family and the body of Christ. I had a dream several months ago about a woman I was very close to, knew very well, used to attend here years ago, her and her husband and all their precious children. And I had this dream about her. And in the dream, I saw her alone. And she was standing, and then she got up and she began to walk. And she just walked right out of the dream. And it was as if the dream switched, and the Lord said, "Look over here," and over here, there was multitudes of people. 30, 40, 50 people. And the Holy Spirit said, this is her family. These are her literal blood relatives. And she's walked out of my will, and all those people are affected by her choice. Who's going to pray for them now? Who's going to stand for them now? Who's going to believe for them now? Who's going to pray for them now? This woman was a married woman, and her husband and she didn't get along, and there was strife, and there was some marital problems, but they were standing, and they were believing, and they were speaking, and I know by the Spirit of God, they were right about to enter over into the promise. And she got hooked up with some guy on the internet, and she walked out of her marriage, and she's with that man, and I have seen a terrible downfall in her children, in her husband, and all those people that will be affected by her choice. Every choice we make affects somebody. Choice, not chance, brings us into our future. Choice, not chance, determines our outcome. So God was encouraging Joshua here, and I'm encouraging. Are you getting encouraged this morning? I'm encouraging you. I'm intense. But the days we live in are intense. Let's look at Isaiah 60. God told Joshua, arise. He told him to take up a mantle. He told him to move. He told him to claim his inheritance. Let's look in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. It says here, arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you, and rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Say, the glory of God is on me. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen on you. Listen to what darkness means in the Hebrew there. It says darkness will cover the earth. Do we see that? Darkness means misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, wickedness. This is a prophecy of the last days. And then dense darkness. It goes on from darkness to, it says in the King James, gross darkness. I looked that up in the Hebrew. It says darkness will cover the earth. That's one cloud. Dense darkness is going to cover the people. That's a second cloud. Listen to what that means. It means gloom as of a lowering sky. You know that little, what was Chicken Little? Sky is falling, sky is falling. Guess what? The sky is falling in the spirit realm. The enemy is not a dope. He knows what's ahead for the body of Christ. It's so awesome. He's trying to lower the sky, not literally, but with a dark cloud over everywhere, over everything, over every place, over every person. And I'm warning you this morning in the spirit, good people, well-meaning Christian people, people who go to church, if you're not in this book, in the Word of God, if you are not renewing your mind, if you are not saturating yourself with the Word of God, and if you are not intense in prayer and devotion in the Word of God, don't wait till you come to church to pray. That's not good enough. That scares me. When people only pray when they come to church. Our prayer life needs to be in the closet at home. And the Bible says, what you do in secret, I'm going to reward you openly. But if we are not immersed in this and in the Word and in speaking, you may have only one scripture. You may be a baby Christian this morning and say, I'm scaring you, but I don't mean to scare you. I just mean to encourage you. I only have one scripture. I'm going to hold on to that one scripture with all my might for all my life. That's immersing yourself in the Word. Say amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.